Hello and welcome to the latest interview. I'm joined by Slough Joint Manager Neil Baker after a very topsy-turvy afternoon. How are you feeling, Neil?
Better than I did at half-time, put it that way.
Yeah, it was not necessarily a positive homecoming to Beaconsfield in that first half. Hazen Yedding put you under a lot of pressure. We seemed a bit off our game and 2-0 down.
Yeah, deservedly so. I mean, we it could have been more. They should have had a penalty. Guy brought their lad down from, I think it was a corner or a free kick, so that should have probably been a penalty. They were just at it first half. They wanted it. They were first to every ball, second to every ball. And, you know, we'd sort of said to the lads before the game that it was going to be a real battle. We needed to turn them round and not try and play, you know, the passing football that we might do at Arbor Park. And unfortunately, we just didn't do that at all first half. And
we started quite slowly.
Yeah, we did. Well, I mean, I think first half we put it in behind them once, and that's what we had asked them to do today, and we just didn't do that, and rightly so. We were 2-0 behind, and we went in and we gave them a rollicking. You know, it's as simple as that. There's no tactical genius or anything like that. We shoved the rocket up them, to be honest, at half time. Obviously, we made the two subs. We felt that the type of game that it'd been. We felt that Putts actually had an influence on it more so than Dobbo, and we wanted to bring Warren on and we wanted to bring Gav James on, and to be fair, both of them come on and made a real difference.
Yeah, obviously getting that goal, that first Slough goal early, you know, in the second half must have set you off.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if that had been 15, 20, 25 minutes later, then you might not go and win the game. But the fact that we scored so early and then backed it up with a second, you know, it put them under pressure, because they've been used to losing for a while. And I know they got a good result at Stratford the other day, but, you know, in the whole, they've lost a lot of games. And we knew that they'd panic a little bit. And to be fair, I thought second half we were dominant. We looked a really good side. I thought Flooding and Gav did really well together. Warren Harris and Putts on the wings, on an awful pitch. Let's make no bones about it. The pitch is awful. You can't really play football on it. But we stuck to our job second half. They took the rollicking on the chin, and we had a real go second half and deservedly got the 3 points. Well, yeah. I say deservedly, but we got the 3 points.
Yeah, and I mean, it was a great impact from Gav James, a superb solo effort for that second goal.
Yeah, I thought he was excellent, Gav. You know, people won't have seen it, but for the first goal, he's actually got across the defender from Putts' free kick, which didn't allow their centre half to actually clear the ball, which allowed Niz to put it in. People won't have seen that. It was brilliant from Gav, and obviously the third goal is absolutely class from him. And you know, it's great to have him back. He was a big part of why we were doing so well early in the season, and it's a great option to have.
Yeah, there was concerns, you know, in terms of every time Hazen Yedding went forward, it looked like our defence wasn't quite at it. Was that to do with the conditions? Was that to do with a hangover from Christmas? What was it, particularly in that first half?
I hope it wasn't a hangover. No, I mean, listen, we were poor defensively first 45 minutes. Second half, much better, but first 45 minutes we were all over the place defensively. You know, there was some that were slightly deeper than the others, and we just didn't get it right at all. And we went in at half time. We said that, you know, we picked the four of them out and said that they were, you know, a big reason why we were doing so well earlier in the season, and that they needed to liven up. And you know, we had a bit of a pop at Sean, which, you know, is very rare. You know, Sean's normally very, very solid, and I thought Sean was, you know, poor first half, but you know, he just showed his character second half, you know, and why he's captain, because he took it on the chin and he went out and was excellent second half, and you know, obviously popped up with a goal as well.
And how crucial was it to get that result? It wasn't the best of performances, but you've come here, you've done your job, you've got that 3 points in the bag, and you've pulled it back to now 5 points from Lymington.
Yeah, I mean, it's not crucial as such. You know, it's there's so many games to be played that you know, we have got the games in hand and whatever else. But what it does is it gives everyone real belief, and you know, we can be a goal down or 2-0 down and know that we can still get something from the game. And it's a big 3 points. Don't get me wrong, it's a massive 3 points. we've just got to keep trying to back it up. We've got a really tough game against Chesham. We went and watched Chesham yesterday. They're a very experienced, good side. And if we can go and get something from that game, then it's been a good festive period.
Yeah, so going into the new year, exciting times. Any injuries, concerns still niggling away?
Not really, no. Nothing major. Don't think Guy's not available. He won't be available for the Chesham game. But other than that, you know, we should be. You know, we'll have Nathan Webb back, who wasn't available today, and I don't think there was any real issues today. So
no adverse effects for Warren of his 45.
No, he was fine. He was absolutely fine. I think he needed a second wind at one point. You know, because he come on and he had a real go and his work rate was excellent. So no, listen, we're absolutely delighted today. I feel a bit for Hayes and Yedin, real good guys, you know, Paul and Richie.
Is that twice this season you've been 2-0 down and come back to win 3-2?
Well, it is against those two in particular, and yeah, they probably hate us. I feel sorry for them, because I thought their first half performance probably deserved something from the game, because I thought they worked really, really hard for each other, and I'm sure if they continue to do that, they'll be absolutely fine.
Excellent. Well, thanks ever so much for your time. Hope you have a great new year, and we'll speak to you soon.
Cheers, John.
Thank you.